Om Shanti, welcome back, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome and welcome to Brij Mohan Bhai, a very senior, respected, dear brother. Welcome to Gyan Sarovar, all the way from Shantivan. So let us wave to welcome Brij Mohan Bhai. So Om Shanti, as we would like to call him Dada. He's our dear senior brother. I always feel he's like my big brother. From the heart, I like to call you Dada. So I'd like to give a brief introduction of our dear brother. So dear, respected, most senior brother is one of the original jewels of the Yahya. He's also one of the pillars of this organization. What you see all and everything here is very much part of the effort, everything that Brij Mohan Bhai, one of the senior brothers, has put in. And in addition to that, he is the secretary, principal secretary of Brahma Kumaris. He is also one of the secretaries of the Raj Yoga Education and Research Foundation. He's the chairperson of the political wing. And all of us know he is the editor of this very long time. Many double foreigners are waiting for an issue of this Purity magazine, and Brij Mohan Bhai is very much instrumental for that. He's the editor, and more importantly, holding so many functions, he is one of our near and dear brother who loves and sustains the double foreigners very much. Do you agree with me? Yes, isn't it? Why I'm saying that is that he is the only, one of the only brothers who has fixed and committed his time to come up every turn. So every double foreigners group, he's given us a date that nevertheless, big or small, he will give his time and energy to come and meet all of us. So let us give him a very big thank you. Thank you from our hearts for this love for the double foreigners, for your care, for your sustenance, for all you're doing for all of us. So thank you so much. And as you know, Brij Mohan Bhai has got a deep sense of humor and deep also in her churning. And what we hear, normally we expect some answers very ordinarily, but he always gives us some unique, different aspect of answer. So today he has requested an interview. Otherwise, actually, I wanted him to give the master class for this double foreigner season, the theme on Bab Saman, the journey and the destination. So without further ado, can I ask you to start on that?
Sure.
Or you like to share something first?
Should I respond to your
such
nice introduction?
he's so humble. He's so senior, yet he's so humble.
All of us have heard Baba's Murali today.
Yeah.
So what title Baba has given us?
Love?
Senior of this. Secretary of Brahma Kumari, this, that, chairman of this.
But you are doing all that.
Or Baba has said what? You are godly
servant.
So, I want to amend my introduction that I am godly servant. Okay?
But in addition, that is his role and his function.
A servant does what the servant is asked to do. So therefore, all of us do. All of us are godly servants. So our qualifications, functions, rights responsibilities are same. Someone is doing this, another one is doing that.
Yeah.
So we are all Baba's servers to the world. Okay?
Okay.
I have summed up my introduction.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you, Bhaiji.
Number two, you have said something that very special, that I come every time in Baba's term.
Yes.
To meet double foreigners.
Yes, yes.
This is also not something very special about it.
But for us it's special.
See, Bab Dada says in all Murlis, Bab Dada loves double foreigners more. Is it or is it not?
He also sometimes adds, he also loves the Bharatvasis.
No. He says for reasons. They have crossed so many walls and curtains and hurdles to become Baba children. Bharatvasis have just crossed one wall. So you see, language, we all know, why it wastes time. So, because they have crossed so many walls, and geographically, they come from longer distances. Of course, Baba comes from longest. So, Baba loves them more. So what should I do?
you also love us. And we also love you.
And secondly, you have said whether they are more in number or less in number.
Yeah.
I ask you, if you serve more people, more subjects, will you go in golden age or silver age? Tell me.
Please help.
If you want to come on 111 of the golden age, you should serve lesser people. Of course, qualitatively better people. So, I also follow that principle. Baba says, two Varis quality or my quality children are more important than, you know, and then Baba's children are serving in far off lands where I cannot go without passport and I have to return after 15 days. How much money I will spend if I have to go to all your countries, I will become bankrupt. So therefore, if all of you come, spend your money, time and here, and I get the fortune of meeting you, even for 1 hour, how lucky I am. So am I selfish or am I there? Okay? This is it. To meet long lost children of Baba, whom Baba invoked long back, and they come. Even Baba wants to meet them. He says, long lost children coming to Baba's home, their own home. So how lucky I am that I am able to meet all of you. So therefore, I am the gainer and devoted to Baba's service. Okay. All of you agree? Okay, now proceed.
Okay, Bhaiji. Yeah, you know the double foreigners team for this year, this season, is Bab Saman, the journey and the destination. As you can see, all of us, we have traveled less, you have traveled much longer than all of us in this journey. And also, you are more experienced in this travel. Can you help us understand this team more so that we can make it more personal for our journey?
Wonderful. First of all, tell me, is this theme special for double foreigners, or this theme applies to all of us?
for all of us.
For all of us. Number two, if someone takes longer to reach some place, then is that person to be blamed? Or those who instantly reach in lesser time, Baba says, last so fast. I wish I could have come last so that I would become first.
No, we don't. Wait.
Supposing you are cooking and you have to cook, what you call chickpeas. Okay. What will you do?
I'll soak it before night.
So I soak it first.
Put
some soda.
Yes.
Boil. Take how much time? Lot of time. And if you have to add tomatoes to that dish, how much time you will take and when you will put it in the dish? 5 minutes
before?
5 minutes
before, yeah.
If you have got lot of luggage, few children, and you want to board a railway train, how much time before you will reach? And if you have just a handbag and you have reservation seat in air condition, then when will you reach? So is it an advantage to come before or an advantage to come at the last moment? Because the journey takes how much time? The journey takes how much time?
Baba says 1 second.
Baba says, if Baba says 1 second,
we cannot question it.
When Baba talks to double foreigners, Baba says, you have come from maybe Chile or Fiji or whatever. I come from Paramdham. Who comes from longer distance?
Baba.
And how much time Baba says I take? You may take at least 1 day, even by air travel. How much time Baba takes?
1 second.
So what is our final journey? Are we to go there or to Chile or Fiji? So therefore, the thing is, we are not decided to make it a final journey. Baba says, if you really, really want to make it final journey, all of you, you don't want to use your return tickets, you don't want to see tomorrow, you just want to reach now and here. How much time do you require for final journey? How much time? What is stopping us? What is stopping us? If we are sitting here, we both decide that before close of this class, we have to go to Paramdham, finally. Can anyone stop us?
No.
But what stops?
Our own self.
Yes. So, we decide that this class will start at 11 o'clock and finish at 12:15. So we already have a program.
Yes.
Yoga in the morning will start at 4 o'clock and finish at 4:45. Already we have return ticket. Yes. So our journey is like of a bird within the cage.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the reason. Mm-hmm. So when Baba says, what Baba did, if we do that, because supposing I can go in a second, 1 second to Paramdham. But you tell me that there is a class from 11 to 12:15. Will I go or will I say that I will attend the class and then go?
You will have to go to Paramdham.
Oh, I have this obligation. So many brothers and sisters have come. How can I go? Will my conscience allow me to go? No. So there are reasons why we are here.
Okay.
And those reasons have to be what you call dissolved, then we can go in 1 second.
Okay.
This is Bab Saman.
Okay.
So Brahma Baba could go first of all. Okay? Why Brahma Baba did not go? Why Brahma Baba, mother went before Baba?
Okay.
Why? We have to see. He could go with his power, with Baba in his body,
yeah,
and accompany Baba one day, the same day. Mm. Even he said that next Diwali will not come when he started.
Mm.
What was the meaning of that? There are certain prerequisites before we can really go, even if we want to go. What are those? What are those? Why we don't want to go? Tell me.
Bhishmoban Bhai is asking, why are we not going? He said, mentioned some prerequisites are
what
there.
What stops us from going?
What stops us from going back? Past karmic accounts.
Right. There was one saint. He came to Madhuban during Baba's time. He stayed in the Madhuban, was so happy, and he felt like not going. He came to Brahma Baba and said, Baba, I want to stay here. Baba said, okay, welcome, you stay here. Then, 3-4 days after he came to Baba and said, Baba, I just want to go and close my ashram and everything and finally return. Mm. Baba said, okay. But Baba told me, I was sitting, he will not come.
Mm.
He did not come.
Mm.
So the reason is, we have got some account which we must clear before we get a what you call clearance certificate to go.
Yes.
Okay. And how much account is that? How much?
How much is it?
Account of how many births?
63 births.
And that is a debit account. It's a burden. It is not a positive account. Plus account, it is not plus account. So 53 births account is the burden on the soul. And Baba says, double foreigners, double light. So unless we remove that, we cannot go. And many children want to remove that.
Yeah.
But what they do? They clear the old account and add the new account.
Mm-hmm.
You have also to see that you don't have to add that new account. What is the reason for that?
Carelessness. Carelessness.
No. I-consciousness.
I-consciousness.
Me and mine.
Mm.
So, the time we spend in the consciousness of the body means that we are adding to our account. And a person who is supposed to clear the account and he adds it, do you think he is justified in clearing? His old account will never end. That is why Bab Saman means, even in today's Murli, what Baba says, if I do a service and they say, I did this, this is my center, I belong to this country, I am so and so, as you made me to remember, I am chairman of this, for factory of this, I did not accept it because I was awakened. But account will never be cleared. Okay? Even today's Murli. So what Brahma Baba said, remain in bodiless state.
Last effort.
Only in bodiless state we can clear our old account. Only in bodiless state we can meditate, because the soul has to meditate.
Mm-hmm.
If you are considering I am soul in the body, caring more for the body and justifying myself, I am caring for the body to be caring for the soul, it is a misconception.
Mm-hmm.
Some people want good health.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because Sangam is very important and we should keep this body in good. Actually, indirectly, they are body conscious. Because your health does not come from jogging or eating more fruits. It comes from clearing of your accounts. Okay? So this is the thing. So one reason is that. So if we want, you have said pathway or what is the word?
understanding the journey and the destination.
Journey, yes.
The journey or the pathway.
So the journey, journey. Mm-hmm. But do we really want to perform the last journey? Or we, taking advantage that we have to clear our accounts, we feel comfortable here. There are so many points of Gyan which makes you feel comfortable here. Confluence is better than Golden Age. Here you are divine big family. Here and so on. Mm-hmm. You are having super sensual happiness. So all these things we justify to justify our lethargy, laziness, all those things.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the science. Whether it's a non-stop journey, or if there are stoppages, this is the thing, one number thing. So Bapsaman means what Brahma did, Brahma Baba. After day one, did he ever think that Sangam you should prolong, or he, Baba will think that I should clear my account and go to the next journey. So we have to do that. Ask them if they are, if they have any sort of clarification needed.
Yeah. Baiji is asking that, do you want the Sangam Yuk to prolong or you want it to clear as soon as possible? Do you want it to prolong so that you got more time to make effort? Or you want it finished? Yeah, Baiji, if you think that it's going to finish soon, we don't want it to prolong. Looking at so much tamo, pradhan, negativity in the world. So, what would you think would be the present moment time now? How short or how fast it is?
No. We are given this knowledge, the complete knowledge, to understand my individual placement in the drama. We are not doing charity to anyone. We are not supposed to do other things. Supposing I want the nature to become satopardhan, it is not for the people of the world. First of all, it is for myself. Because I will get satopardhan elements. My body will be formed of satopardhan element. My air will be fine. And so therefore I will be able to live longer without any ailment, without any cutting short of my life. So is it my self-interest, this knowledge, or I am doing it for the other people's sake, for the sake of elements, or for the anything. It is my self-interest. Okay. Up to now, because half time is over, we have done only half of the interview. Okay? Achha. So when should our interview end? Huh?
Up to you.
No, no. I can go on talking up to tomorrow. So
we can have a little bit longer, 5-10 minutes.
There was a politician. You know, they make long speeches. So a politician came and went on speaking. So one person from the audience said, "Sir, you have spoken for so long." He said, "I did not have the watch in front of me." But he said, "You had the calendar at least behind you." So you understand? So therefore, the question is, are we to settle all our accounts, get into zero stage, and go to Paramdham? Or are we also to have some income so that as much income we will get, the more role in the drama we will get from the Golden Age? So that is the second part of it which hold us here. Why Dadi Janki is here? She can easily go.
I think for all of us, we are not ready.
No, not for all of us. For her own.
For her own.
Because if she serves, she will get more income. And now she is in such a position, multinational, that a little service gets a lot of income. I go to only Delhi and she is. So, every moment she is here, how much income she is getting.
Yes.
And Baba wants that such a brilliant child should have so much income that come on day one. We will not like to follow her. Dadi Janki is following Brahma Baba. Our topic is to become Babsama. So do you want to just go by clearing your account with a zero balance?
No.
Or do you want to have plenty to last for 21 generations? Baba says, there you only live on gifts. You know, on Christmas Day, what happens?
Receive a lot of gifts.
Christmas Day, we have a tree, we have the stars, we have the gifts, and we have that old Santa Claus. Red and white. Okay. This is a story of Baba. So children, when they open their eyes, they see so many gifts. Baba says, now I give you so many gifts that for 21 generations you don't have to buy anything. You just live on the gifts. Okay, inheritance of gifts and blessings. So who will like to miss that? So you are here?
Yeah.
This is the reason. There are two reasons. We have to
finish.
And both are interlinked. You just cannot go on settling your account. You have to, as much you settle your account, more light you become to be able to have more income.
More income.
Both are linked. So what is the advice? Should I go for income or more, or should I go for settling of accounts more?
By
or should I have balance?
When we have more income, we'll be able to settle our account just as much?
You mean to say that if I do a wrong action and I do a right action, both can cancel itself?
No.
Then? No. A right action will be rewarded and wrong action will be punished.
Yes.
They cannot be cancelled. So therefore, income cannot reduce our burden. For that, there is another process. For this, there is another process. We must have this clear.
Okay.
So now tell me, what should come first? Ask them.
So, what should come first?
Or both should be concurrent?
Yeah.
Or what should come first? On what should we focus in the journey?
Yeah.
Settling our account or earning the income?
Which one should come first, settling or earning?
Both.
Together?
Is it in our control?
But earning is in our control, isn't it? When we make earning?
Both are in our control.
Both are in our control.
But to do earn income, you require healthy body, you require peaceful mind, you require good environment. If those are not there, even if you wish to earn, what will happen? You will take medical leave, you will go to hospital, take absence. So therefore, those have to be cleared.
Okay, very good.
Acha.
Bhaiji, I have got a different question for you.
Huh?
I have got another different questions for you. Is it okay?
I know.
If I move on.
I know. I am avoiding that.
Yes, right.
See.
Okay.
Supposing in India, you have to enter a crowded train.
Yes.
The train stops at a railway station. A lot of people are standing to enter. And a lot of people are on the door to get down. How should you proceed?
Let those go down first before those to come up.
Okay. So this is the answer to first question.
Achcha.
Ask them if they agree.
You agree to what Brij Mohan Bhai say?
Otherwise, at the gate, there will be clash. They want to go out, they want to enter, and that is called Brahman stress.
Brahmin? You call it special, Brahmin stress.
Special Brahmin stress. And Ban Murli Baba says, get rid of anger, get rid of ego. I say, yes, get out. And next para Baba says, have cooperation, be patient, get in. So at the gate, that cannot get out, this cannot get in, and we say we have completed the Murli. Okay. All right. Now your questions.
Okay.
Because you must have spent a lot of time.
No, it's that. Okay. Okay, Bhaiji, you are so fortunate to spend and take a lot of sustenance from Brahma Baba. So my question is that, describe in what way Brahma Baba is a model for you to become Bab Saman, and what signs do you already see of your Bab Saman stage? You got my question?
First of all, have I become Bab Saman?
What stage are you?
So if I present to them Brahma Baba stage, that I think they will copy that. If I tell them my stage, then it is 66% Mars. Okay, tell me, what should I do?
How?
Listen.
Okay, how was Brahma Baba a model for you to become Bab Saman? You have played with him, you have learned a lot, you have...
Brahma Baba.
Yeah.
Was and is a model for all of us.
Yes, yes.
And we have become Bab Saman to the extent we have followed that model. Mm-hmm. Even if I tell you my story, it will be interesting. But is it going to help them?
Yeah, it will.
It is history. So, only lesson we learn from history is that we learn no lesson from history.
You got it?
I can tell you very interesting things about my being. So Brahma Baba's way of sustaining us is, this is very important, are we only meant to do all that what we have discussed, or there is something more to it? How does Baba sustain? Brahma Baba is, because now those things past are past. I can describe, all of us can describe, there can be a big book. But what they need is now, sustenance now. And that is what Brahma Baba wants all of us to sustain. All souls of the world, even the elements. So Baba says, I am the seed. Baba is the seed. Okay, Baba is the seed. What comes out of the seed? Roots. Roots.
Yes,
roots. Who sustains the whole tree? Seed or the roots?
The roots.
Roots. Seed gives everything to the roots. Mm. And roots are not supposed to keep it. Mm. Roots are supposed to pass on. Similarly, Brahma Baba or no BK, because the title today's Murli was Godly Server. Server means what? Who is passing on, not keeping. So, all the Brahmins are underground as the roots are, and they are sustaining the big tree. Mm. Now the tree is in the last stage. Still, who is sustaining? Through and through, finally, twigs, branches, even the leaves are being sustained. Mm. So, Baba's Bab Saman Baba made Dadi's Apsama. And all those who did not know see Brahma Baba, they see Dadi's, so they get direct succedence. Still, because double foreigners never saw Brahma Baba, so Brahma Baba, so merciful, he from Paramdham comes with Brahma Baba here, even to meet double foreigners. Even now that is ending, but still the Murli that he spoke in that process, we hear and we are so changed, okay? We become bodiless, we become super sensual happiness and experience. So, Brahma Baba sustained, and those children of Brahma Baba say, you are in your center. Who is sustaining the new students there? You. And who is sustaining you? The knowledge and the living present being. This is the process of sustenance. I can tell you, but that will be only stories. Baba told me like this. I can tell you so many things.
Bhaiji, Brahma Baba was a model for you, and you are a model for us as well.
Okay, fine. No, I will not question this. Then? So, do they want to listen to those stories? I am ready. Brahma Baba stories?
Yes, yes. Do you want to listen to that? Yes.
Okay. There are experiences with Brahma Baba, corporeal Brahma Baba, as well as sustenance by subtle Brahma Baba, Shiva Baba and Brahma Baba. The latest story is 6 days back. Morning, I was going to take tea. Suddenly, the right side of my tongue became paralyzed. This also became paralyzed. There was speech impairment. I could not speak by name. I went to hospital. They checked. They put me in a machine called MRI. Normally, when such situation comes, I remember Baba and forget energy. This time, they put me in the machine. I had only heard about it first time. And I just said Baba and I started seeing paradise. Not paradise from above, at ground level. This. And I was only hearing some sounds down below that something is happening. Some sounds only. Different sounds. But I was seeing paradise, so happy. I was absolutely not conscious of this world or anything. And I did not want to miss that. You know, if you are seeing here, just like. And it never happened to me earlier. And it went on. MRI was finished. They asked me, took me out. And then I became normal. But I was not feeling like missing that thing. Now what is this? This is the only 4 days back. Achha. Similarly, I tell you how Baba got me my job. Okay? How Baba got me my job? That was during Brahma Baba's body stage. I passed some exams, and one is supposed to do a practice, private practice with those exams. I started that and went to Madhuban during those days. Brahma Baba called me and asked me, "Child, have you passed the exam?" I said, "Yes." "What are you doing?" I said, "I have started practice." So Baba knew that in practice you have to tell lies. Acha. Baba said, child, you don't do that and you join some government job so that you don't have to tell lies. Number two, in practice all the time you are concerned about your clients eating food, you are thinking of that. In job, after the job is over, it's okay. I said, okay. Baba told me, and I decided never to go back to my office, just to read the newspaper and see the first job, opportunity and apply. I came back, told my brother to pack up the office, saw the newspaper, saw one first opportunity I saw. I did not even know to typewrite the application. I just hand wrote the application and sent. It was in another part of the country. Because Baba had told me, I got the interview. Now, I had never gone out of my home or to such place, but I went. In the railway compartment, there was 8 boys going for the same interview. And they were all talking in fluent English, this, that. And I was sitting in a corner and thinking, if they are going, I am not going to get the job. This was my experience, feeling. Then we reached there. I do not know what happened to them. But when my turn came, there were 6 people interviewing. They asked me 5 questions. 4 questions I could not reply because being a Brahma Kumar, I did not remember all those books, etc. I had passed the job. Last question they asked me was, what salary you will accept? I did not know anything. What is salary, what is increment, what is pay, nothing. I said, whatever you will give me. And I was selected. They were all rejected. How? Now, you see, because that was a government company and all other boys were either employed or they knew that it's a remote area. The company has only acquired land. So who will live there? They will pay us more. But the company had a rule that we will only take people at the minimum of salary. None of us minimum. I said, whatever you will give, I got the job. Not only that. This was a big company requiring so many. So they re-advertised after 2 months with 1.5 time basic salary to get more people. I got 1.5 times because I was already in. And then they got new people. So Baba not only got me the job, also got my salary raised. If that was first time, they would have gotten. So who got me the job?
Baba.
So like that, and even in the physical form, Baba used to teach us. My father left body. My father left body and he was an officer, so he had 25 or so dresses which fitted me very well. So being a Brahma Kumar, in India normally they give it in charity. But being a Brahma Kumar, they give it to Brahmins, worldly Brahmins. I thought, I am a Brahmin, why not keep those and I will save money. Okay. I came to Madhuban. When you come to Madhuban, after reaching here, you don't wear your Laukik dress. Because in train, etc., in those days, smoke. So I wore Baba, this normal BK dress. But on the last day, when you go back, you again wear your Laukik dress. So on the last day, I was wearing my father's Laukik dress and went to Baba to take leave. Now, Baba, in those days, there was no system of ready-made garments in India. Because India is DT's country, they never believed in nothing ready-made. They will want it stitched, make it small, make it big, like that. They had nothing ready-made. Even the sweaters were woven by people. So, some of the BKs used to go abroad. And there were some Sindhi families in Hong Kong. They used to send some ready-mades to the yagya. And Baba used to keep those ready-mades for those children who are in jobs so that they can use. And whenever I went, Baba gave me one dress, and I was considered best dressed officer in my company because all were ready-made and nobody had. Now, that time also, Baba said, child, I have kept this dress for you. Normally I would take, but just to show my childish thing, I said, Baba, look, my father left 30 dresses and I am wearing how much nicely it is fitting me. So Baba smiled and said, child, if you will wear Lokhi father's dress, you will remember Lokhi father. If you wear Baba's dress, you will remember Baba. That was the purpose for which Baba used to give us. I said, yes, every time I wear my father's blue shirt, my father's pant, like that. So I took the dress. Next time I went to Madhuban, in those days we will come often. So I bundled up all the 30 dresses, brought to Madhuban and left there. Because normally you give it to charity. I said, some odd job they will use. Now no BK in Madhuban who is here will use those dresses. But they distribute for odd jobs. Still next time I came, one brother washing clothes, he was wearing my father's blue shirt. And I said, oh, my father's blue shirt. Then I learnt that even after discarding, still I have got that consciousness, this is my father's blue shirt. What would have happened if I were wearing it for so many years? So this is how Baba used to teach us.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. So Baba taught with examples. Yeah. Okay, Bhaiji, Baba recently said that no one understands the meaning of the power of yoga. So what is your experience of this? Baba said no one understands the power of yoga. Do you have any experience of how we can use yoga as a power?
Should I reply about what I understand or what I don't understand?
Both.
Okay. When Baba says, it's a fact. Yoga is such a powerful tool that impossible become possible. With what does Baba change the whole world?
Power of yoga. Power of silence.
Power of yoga. Now, we use power of yoga. But how much? I will tell you two things. I was in Madhuban. There was a Murli. Baba was in body. Baba said, with the power of yoga, you can even cure your bodily ailments. Say, I have got knee problem. I give yoga drishti to my knee. It will become good. Baba gave the Murli. We were in Madhuban. So, suddenly I got fever. So, I said, I will use power of yoga to get rid of this fever. Nothing else. So one day, I use power of yoga only for my fever. Although Baba says that it will generally help. Second day, about noon time, I got the fever 102.5. And I started little shivering, feeling uneasy. I went to Baba, Brahma Baba. I said, Baba, you said that you can change with the power of yoga. I am doing it. Now see, I am shivering. I am feeling so hot. So Baba said, you are Buddhu. And Baba said, doesn't Baba take medicine?
Baba also take medicine for his
diabetes. Doesn't Baba take medicine? So you go and take medicine. Then Baba told me that your power of yoga is doing so many things for you. And one part, bit part of it goes to this. Not the whole.
Okay.
And therefore, you have to have medicine as well as yoga.
Okay.
Till you get rid of all those other burdens, then it will work on this.
Mm.
I understood. Okay, fine. So therefore, our power of yoga goes to purify the elements for our next bodies.
Mm-hmm.
It goes to settle our old accounts. It does so many things for us.
Mm-hmm.
And one little part of it is also, it helps our mind and body. So I understood. Now, recently you must have read the Murli. Baba says if you have blood pressure, the 2 days back it came, instead of having a blood pressure pill, you sleep well, Baba, and you will not have blood pressure. Recently.
Mm-hmm.
In that Murli, Baba also said, earlier days of the Yajna, Baba had stopped people taking medicine for a period.
Mm-hmm.
Particular period, Baba said, no medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And gave little butter or something, and prescribed a particular type of simple food. In that period, nobody died, nobody got sick. And then Baba said, again, in the end, that period will come, but only and only those who are in good state, who can catch my vibration, will be able to use. Okay? So this is the story of power of yoga. We use power of yoga, but inside we also use other things.
Mm.
We say, okay, let me go to doctor, let me do exercise, let me do jogging, let me avoid this, do this, so that I am healthy. But our health depends on this, or our settling of our accounts, basically settling of our account. But still we do that, and in the process, we have put the power of yoga in back bench.
Okay.
And we use it only when a real problem arises. Let's say now, I have lost my keys, let me sit in yoga. Like that. So, Baba says, power of yoga, first of all, it requires concentration.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, how much concentration? Concentration means concentration.
Mm-hmm.
Like Baba has said in the Murli, like you have to switch on those who are destructive powers, they are all the time watching, because switching on at particular moment is important.
Mm.
Similarly, Baba says concentration means like a surgeon opening the heart of someone and concentrating.
Mm.
Do we concentrate like that in power of yoga? No.
No.
First of all, our thoughts are of the day are coming, then we are trying to reduce those thoughts, start remembering, I have to be in yoga. And if you instantly are there, if you miss 10 seconds, you are somewhere else. But Maya will take you away.
Mm-hmm.
So in such situation, Baba says that really, are we really focused on using the power of yoga, getting rid of all our powers, or we have become comfortable? That, okay, this thing, we are also comfortable in these things, jnana, comfortably we listen, good point, yoga we little bit do, little bit time goes, song, this and that, and we say, okay. So, this is what Baba means, that nobody, because it is the power of yoga, finally, which means silence, which means remaining some time in the Paramdham, most of time in the subtle world, here doing the things like an angel. So, are we doing that all the time? Because if you come from a cold area, sometime you will be cool. If I come from silent world, can I speak like this? Or I will speak like Dadi Gulzar? Tell me. She speaks very few. These days, Dadi Janki, you can speak in advance what she is going to say. But there is something in that. If I say Om Shanti, and Dadi Janki, there is a experience behind it. Today also Baba has said, share your experience of the knowledge. So therefore, this is what Baba means. Power of yoga is excellent, but you have to be concentrated to that extent. For concentration, you have to be first of all connected with Baba all the time. Which means to say, I don't depend on anything at all excepting Baba for my betterment. He is my boatman. But here, he is my boatman, but still I want to get down the boat. I say, boatman, take it this way. So then, that's not power of yoga. So to the extent we do, all of us know, when we sit in yoga bhatti, when we do nothing else, you see people going out, their face will be red, they will be smiling, as if some sweet has been put in their mouth. Everybody will notice, yes, some change is there. So what is the reason? They have concentrated.
Very good. Thank you, Bhaiji. What Baba also said...
Are they enjoying?
Are you enjoying it? Are you? They are focused, attention, concentration.
Are enjoying little.
Bhaiji, talking about remembrance yoga, Baba always say that we must remember the three in one. Remember the father, the teacher and the Sadguru. Well, how do you practically simultaneously remember all three in one? Can you share with us your experience? How do you practically?
When you take a three in one ice cream.
Yeah. Huh? Or three in one coffee?
Whatever. So, how do you feel it is three in one?
It's all combined.
Because you have either yourself made it or it comes. Say three colors of an ice cream. So you instantly have a psychological feeling that I am eating three in one ice cream. Sometimes you suck this side and say it's like banana. This is like that. Okay? Now, same thing. Someone's father is a loving father. He is also a police officer. Okay? Mm-hmm. And he also brings home in the evening some gift, something for the family. Okay. So, a child, when he remembers the father, what he will remember of all these functions?
Gifts.
Of course. But still, who brings the gifts?
Father.
He goes out in uniform, okay, and he's my father. He's going to give it to me, not to the next door child. So therefore it is natural. But Baba's meaning is that if concentration is a very flickery thing, if you say somebody tells you to concentrate on a point, you go on, how long you can concentrate on a point? Little time. Rather, you will be more off the point, thinking of the point, but not concentrating on the point. Okay? Next, I say Paramdham. Am I really in Paramdham, or am I thinking of the Paramdham only, sitting here?
Thinking.
In India, people go to temples to have a darshan of the statue. But they are also worried about their shoes. Somebody may not remove the shoes. So still. So they keep shoes in such a position, they can both see the shoe and the deity. Okay? So maybe they are more concentrated on the shoe. So idea is to concentrate more. Baba's name, Baba's form, Baba's occupation, Baba's abode, Baba's functions.
Okay.
So if you remember all those, sometimes something comes, sometimes, then your remembrance is there, one thing or the other. Similarly, Baba says 5 stages exercise. So it is so easy. I have only for 1 minute in the Paramdham, but I know next I will go to the golden age. So it is easy. Similarly, to make it easy, Baba says, when you are in storms, go to history hall. So when our mind is in storms, what we do? I start remembering some experience with Baba. Oh, Baba called me after lunch, sit by his side and play. So my storm will stop. So these are the methods. So Baba said, mainly, of all the functions, three are prominent. Mm. Father gives inheritance. Mm. Teacher gives you education. Mm. And Guru gives you blessings. Okay? And these are the only giving relations. Mm. All other relations are giving and taking. Mm. Account making. So, when Baba says three, I am remembering Father. In my subconscious I have Father, but where will he take me? Who will take me? And how can I go unless I study Murli properly? So idea is to remember all the three, but remember one at a time. So that our thoughts don't go outside of this.
Okay.
That is the idea.
Very good method. You got it? Thank you. Thank you, Bhaji. Hmm. Okay, I'm going to change to about love. What is the magic in God's love for you? What is the magic in God's love for you?
You see, first of all, love is a magic.
Yes.
Okay. Hmm. Baba says, I give one magical bracelet to all my children, which can perform magical, you can think anything. What is that which takes your mind instantly to any person or object or scenery? What is that? On what petrol fuel your mind moves? That is the question. Your mind moves in two ways. One is love. A mother's little baby has gone to school, has not come, so she is all the time thinking. Second is compulsion. Supposing I get pain now, very strong pain, I will even go out of the class, think of the doctor. Okay? Nothing else I may not wear even my shoes. Crying. But under compulsion, it is temporary. A student has an exam fever, a person has to go for interview, anything. It will return. But under love, it will want to repeat it, go on, taste, enjoying. So, all other love is selfish. So, which is that love which under all conditions Baba never sees any of our wrong, any of our lapse, nothing. We may feel that, oh, I am so dirty, Baba will not meet me. So, I can make this mistake. So, Baba says, from my side. So, Baba's love is such. And all of us, some point or the other, we have that feeling. Because we are in body, suddenly we are lifted and say, who is lifting us? If I try, I won't be able to do that, but it happens. So this is Baba's love. And Baba says, the more and more, all Murlis are meant to say that Baba and only Baba is lifting us. And we make a mistake that no, Baba and others also are lifting us. So, we miss that Baba's love. So, feeling of magic is less. Say, Baba says, you remember all the time you eat your food. Theek hai? What we do? In the beginning we remember and then we forget. Achha. Or when we are in very severe circumstances, they say, doctor gives me 3 days restricted diet which I don't like, so then I will remember Baba. So that is, this is under compulsion. So Baba knows all our shades of love. That under compulsion, showy and so on. So some people come early in the morning to get meditation. So they should think, I am a very good yogi. If the situation changes, that person may be sleeping. So like that. So Baba has all knowledge. Some read Murli and then have yoga. So Baba called them such yogis. Some have oxygen like that. So real love is to be busy. You can have constant love if you are busy in some type or the other of service. Most important, mental service, well-wishing, all that. But we think that is spare time available to us. What physically we do is busyness, rest is spare time. Brahma Bhava never did that.
Okay, very good. Thank
now
you.
Let them ask also some question.
You have some questions? Otherwise I will continue. Anyone have got some burning questions?
No, the one who has been sleeping for most of the time should ask the first question.
Yes. You have any questions? Come, Baiji, you can have the mic. I thought the sister is coming, no? They're all very contented with your answer. Anyone? Come? Any question? Yes, please.
Om Shanti. Thank you, Brijman Bhai. I mean, I'm asking you because you are a very senior, so I'm sure you have the answer. Most of the... I'm in Gyan from almost 15 years. I met Avyat Baba, and now there is a big, good group for Baba's meeting. But they were asking, some of them, like, does Baba come? Or some also, with my time, let's say, how is now we are in Bab Dada's meeting? So does Baba or Bab Dada comes in that meeting of the old Murli we see? How do you express that? Should we be in corporeal? And what's the description?
What does he say?
Maybe just have to rephrase for Brijman Bhai. Many of us have met Baba through Dadi Guza. That was the time. Correct me, sister, if I'm right or wrong. And now, as you know, that Baba is with us, but in a very different form, because Dadi Guza is not there, am I right? Dadi Guza is not the medium there. So how should we be, in what stage? Should we also elevate ourselves to that incorporeal stage, or our mind be in the subtle region, whatever it is, how would we now experience Baba, really, that he is there with us as well in this meeting?
In this meeting?
In the meeting tomorrow, perhaps.
Right,
yeah, sorry, not now, yeah, tomorrow.
I see.
In the present form of meeting. Good.
Right. Thing is, what far Baba came on earth?
What for?
What
Baba
far
came on earth?
Baba came in the corporeal body. To remain here, to stay with us, or to take us up. Even Brahma Baba. It was to
take us up.
And in physical body, Baba first thing taught was, you are not the body, you are soul. And we all know. We have been practicing, I am soul, I am soul, I am soul. Still, we wanted that, because to really feel I am soul, you require someone who should be like us, but should be soul. So this job only Shiv Baba can perform. Okay? Supposing I say something, which I am not practicing, people will hear, but it will not enter them. Yeah? For example, if a cinema actor acts as a saint, it will look artificial. He may wear the dress of a saint and all that, but what he is, supposing he is a smuggler, that will click. You may acting as this because it is real. So Baba has said us one very, very important thing, that I and I alone can liberate you in this sense, because I am always soul. So even if I come in body, I am soul. So you can experience I am soul. So to be really experiencing I am also a soul, one time I was a soul, what only Shri Baba can do. Okay. So Baba did it through Brahma Baba for long years. The people did not get liberated through Brahma Baba, by Brahma Baba. Even Brahma Baba got liberated through Shri Baba and all those others. Now Brahma Baba became subtle for reasons to serve beyond limits. Baba says independent soul can have faster speed and can serve freely. But does Brahma Baba, his coming will liberate us, or Shiva Baba must come through Brahma Baba to liberate us? Supposing Shiva Baba comes directly in Gujarati, then what will happen? Because Shiva Baba says, you are not Shiva Baba's children. You have to be all the cycle with Brahma Baba and Brahmins in the physical body, so he has also to be there. So both of them come. So like Shri Baba took Brahma Baba's physical medium, they take Gulzar Dadi's physical medium. But for how long? Ultimately the aim is to take us up. All the time Baba has been saying that when such a big gathering is there, I come, how much time you can meet me? 5 seconds, even if I give drishti. But why don't you come to Paramdham? There is no time limit, there is nothing, you can meet me. All the time Baba has been saying, we have not been practicing that. And therefore, if we had been practicing that, to meeting Baba in subtle region, then this question also will not arise. We will immediately have that feeling. Because we have not been, we are used to physical and subtle, and even two souls in one body. We want that body to continue. Baba said, these are all helps, but one day all these will be withdrawn, and you have to be there. So this is the basis. So it is for us. Because supposing full moon, somebody wants to see full moon. Okay? Moon is there, but person must know what time, what place full moon can be seen. In New York City, with big buildings, you can't see even the sun. So, when you are told all the detail that Baba, the old Murli will be repeated, Gulzar Ben's face, to make us it easy for us. Supposing I want to remember my late father, look at his photo. Only it is easier to remember than without photo. I want to hear his Prakashmani Dadi in photo. Supposing I want to remember, it is easier because I know she is not here, but I know where she is. So this helps a lot. And the Murli is also like that. The whole atmosphere is created, and the same place it is done. And a Murli is helping you also. So you are made to feel Baba here, so that you are able to feel Baba there. This is the process going on. It is not something ordinary. Because if we could feel Baba there, Baba won't have come. This date would not have been fixed. Still, there is scope that we can go bodiless. We can, if we can feel here, then we can feel there also. This is the thing.
So, the more we practice the bodiless stage, we can...
Because Baba when gives time, Baba when gives a program, then Baba is present. But now, we have to feel Baba.
Wherever it is. Okay.
If any little doubt arises, or such question arises, how will Baba come? Why? Then Baba says, Baba can come anywhere. And why not? Where everything has been programmed, and when we are all together, and all of us are focused together, so it is easier to experience it.
Okay.
In many Murli, Baba says, that I am saying something from this stage. Remember this time and scene. And whenever there is such problem there, you emerge me.
Yes.
This is the same thing.
Yes, okay. Okay, yeah. Okay, maybe one last question to finish the session, because it's 12:20. Bhaiji, you know, we know that this is the last of the last chapter. And I was also hearing that the too late board is not up yet, or is already up. The too late board, the too late sign. Baba always say that the too late board will be up, and once it's up, everything will be over. So we want to be ready. We want to be on time, so that we will not just face the too late board, but will be ready before the too late board. So can you just share with us how or what are the signs can we be so that we won't have to face the too late board but be ready? What are the signs or indication that the too late board is already up?
Thing is, for some,
yeah,
too late board is already up. Okay?
Okay.
Let us feel that I am not in that. Okay?
Okay.
Number two. What was the slogan of today?
Not only for revelation, but we have the last stage, and last effort is to become bodiless.
No.
The slogan
exact
today.
Words of today's slogan.
Everybody got it? I only remember bodiless. Not just liberation in life, but can anybody have the muli? Can you read the? Not just liberation in life, but
so to avoid that too late stage.
Yes.
Liberation in life. And then become idea is you are in the body. Bodiless does not mean that you liberated. Liberated means that any of our thought, word or action should not bind us. Fully liberated. Which means that anytime I am free to go. So this feeling with perform every action with not any feeling of elation or depression, as Baba says, server, with no sort of connection, just liberated, disinterested. So that if we start living, so that will make us ready for the last stage. After all, there is a time limit for everything. Time is supreme. Even for Baba's coming and not coming, time is supreme. Satyuga also cannot remain forever, time is supreme. I cannot remain in this body, time is supreme. But in everybody's interest, that time is not told in advance. It is left to be sudden. Okay? So all too late board can come up suddenly, okay? And then to prepare for that, instead of thinking, suppose I tell you on next Sunday too late board will come, that is not to be. And then what is my preparation? Today's slogan.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much, Bhaiji. Let us put our hands together to applaud you. Thank Bhaiji for all the wonderful sharing.
This helps evaporate half of the jnana. Huh? Achha, good.
Okay,
just
thanks.
You have to remove the lid from the pressure cooker.
Okay. Do you all know about this magazine, a very wonderful magazine? that we can subscribe.
Yes, you do some conversing for it, huh?
Yeah. Can I just talk about this first, or?
Huh? No. Promote its
yeah.
subscription.
Okay. Yes.
Ask how many are taking.
How many are subscribing to this magazine? Only a handful.
See.
Yes. So this is a wonderful magazine with lot of information, lot of classes, also articles. And so you can subscribe. Where do we subscribe? There is a column. So you, let me just see.
No, it is outside there.
Oh yeah, it's outside there. A brother is there, so you can subscribe as a live member. You can subscribe monthly or this magazine. So please go out. There's a brother there outside. You can give your subscription. Okay. Thank you very much again for this wonderful session. And I'm sure all of you have enjoyed a lot. So let's have a moment of silence before we end the session. Thank you.